Chapter 8. The Storm. In July and August, Wallace and the King sailed the Mediterranean. They met Prime Minister Metaxas in Greece, Kemal Atatürk in Turkey, and King Boris in Bulgaria. But that summer is famous for Edward's clothes. On the journey from Athens to Istanbul, the king took off his shirt to get brown in the sun. It was hot, and 10 minutes later he was asleep. So he did not see the young photographer who was now taking pictures of the king. When Edward returned from the Mediterranean, there was a letter waiting for him. It was from Mr. Albert Thompson of Birmingham, who wrote, "I saw a picture of you in the newspaper this morning, and I felt very angry. I have never seen a king dressed as badly as you were. No shirt and no tie, no socks, no hat, and in short trousers. How could you, sir?" Edward showed this letter to Stanley Baldwin, the Prime Minister. "What do you think of this?" the King asked. "Mr. Thompson is right, sir," the Prime Minister replied. "You want to be modern, but the people don't like it." Edward put the letter on the fire. "And do you think that divorce is modern, Mr. Baldwin?" The Prime Minister sat down. "Yes, sir," he began. "I've read about this, Mrs. Simpson. She has two husbands still alive. And you must understand what that means, sir. She cannot marry a king."
"But I cannot live without her," Edward said.
"Then, sir," the Prime Minister replied, "I can see there's a storm coming. I have talked to your family and to Archbishop Lang, and we will not have this woman as our queen." That night, the Prime Minister and the King spoke for many hours. There were hundreds of questions, but only one answer. And so, in the early hours of the next morning, Edward said,
"You tell me that Wallace cannot marry a king. So there is only one thing that I can do. I will give the crown to my brother and leave England. I must follow my heart. You tell me that it's a crime to fall in love. You tell me that it's wrong to be happy. How strange this country is."
An hour later, Edward telephoned Wallace.
"The Prime Minister says that a storm is coming," Edward said. "So I want you to go away."
Wallace packed her bags and left for France. Then Edward went to see his mother. It was a sad, strange, and angry meeting.
"Do you know what you are doing?" the Queen asked. "Look out of that window. Outside this palace, there are 400 million people who call you king. They need you. And you will leave all this for Mrs. Simpson?"
"Yes, mother, I will. I'm in love."
"Love?" Queen Mary shouted. "You're a king. You must love your country first."
"But I'm also a man," Edward said softly. "And there's nothing that I can do."
That afternoon, the King telephoned Winston Churchill, one of his closest friends.
I have some sad news, Edward began. Last night, Mr. Baldwin came to see me. I have decided to go away next week.
Do you mean on holiday, sir?
No, Winston. I'm leaving England. I'm never coming back. George will be king.
But that's not right, sir. You're a free man. You must stand and fight.
No, the king said. I have seen war, and it's a terrible thing. I don't want to fight again.
But the people love you, and they want Wallace to be queen.
Perhaps they do, Edward replied. But she cannot be queen. My enemies are stronger than I am. I am just a sailor. And when the winds change, the sea moves, and it takes my boat away.